You might still ask whether this means that gravity changes time, or whether it merely ruins clocks. Suppose the floor observer climbs up to the ceiling, where he and his partner compare their clocks. They are identical clocks, and sure enough, both observers will find they now agree on the length of a second. There is nothing wrong with the floor observer's clock. It measures the local flow of time, wherever it happens to be. So just as special relativity tells us that time runs differently for observers in relative motion, general relativity tells us that time runs differently for observers at different heights in a gravitational field. According to general relativity, the floor observer measured less than 1 second between signals because time moves more slowly closer to the Earth's surface. The stronger the field, the greater this effect. Newton's laws of motion put an end to the idea of absolute position in space. We have now seen how the theory of relativity gets rid of absolute time. This prediction was tested in 1962 using a pair of very accurate clocks mounted at the top and bottom of a water tower. The clock at the bottom, which was nearer the Earth, was found to run slower, in exact agreement with general relativity. The effect is a small one. A clock on the surface of the Sun would gain only about a minute a year as compared to one on the surface of the Earth. Yet with the advent of very accurate navigation systems based on signals from satellites, the difference in the speed of clocks at different heights above the Earth is now of considerable practical importance. If you ignore the predictions of general relativity, the position that you calculated would be wrong by several miles. Our biological clocks are equally affected by these changes in the flow of time. Consider a pair of twins. Suppose that one twin goes to live on the top of a mountain while the other stays at sea level. The first twin would age faster than the second. Thus, if they met again, one would be older than the other. In this case, the difference in ages would be very small, but it would be much larger if one of the twins went for a long trip in a spaceship in which he accelerated to nearly the speed of light. When he returned, he would be much younger than the one who stayed on Earth. This is known as the twins paradox, but it is a paradox only if you have the idea of absolute time at the back of your mind. In the theory of relativity, there is no unique absolute time. Instead, each individual has his own personal measure of time that depends on where he is and how he is moving. Before 1915, space and time were thought of as a fixed arena in which events took place, but which was not affected by what happened in it. This was true even of the special theory of relativity. Bodies moved, forces attracted and repelled, but time and space simply continued unaffected. It was natural to think that space and time went on forever. The situation, however, is quite different in the general theory of relativity. Space and time are now dynamic quantities. When a body moves or a force acts, it affects the curvature of space and time, and in turn, the structure of space-time affects the way in which bodies move and forces act. Space and time not only affect, but also are affected by everything that happens in the universe. Just as we cannot talk about events in the universe without the notions of space and time, so in general relativity it became meaningless to talk about space and time outside the limits of the universe. In the decades following 1915, this new understanding of space and time was to revolutionize our view of the universe. As we will see, the old idea of an essentially unchanging universe that could have existed forever and could continue to exist forever was replaced by the notion of a dynamic, expanding universe that seemed to have begun a finite time ago and which might end at a finite time in the future.